station is KZST Santa Rosa.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to your Tuesday night. It's time for you to come in, kick off your shoes, and enjoy the music all night long. The phone lines are open at 1-888-633-5452. 1-888-6-DELILAH.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend, but the answer is
Lisa, what can I do for you tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to celebrate my mom and her courage and what a great family I have. My parents have been married almost 37 years, and for the first 7 years of that marriage, my mom was pregnant and spent her life, and both my parents actually spent their lives raising us, and the neighbors always said that the only time they saw my parents was if they were driving in or driving out with somebody, going somewhere. And instead of following her dream of traveling the world, she traveled to colleges and soccer games and football games and cheerleading and dancing and all that.
piano lessons and swimming lessons and ballet lessons.
Exactly.
Soccer games and McDonald's.
Exactly.
So she traded in the glamorous life for a life of love.
Yeah, and she also worked full time when a lot of other moms around us were staying home, and so she juggled a lot and really put a lot of effort into raising strong, confident, healthy kids, and I'm very lucky to have been blessed with her. But now she's 59 years old, and she has succumbed to complications from diabetes. My family and I are taking care of her 24 hours a day, and how our family has come together to help her have her as good a life as she can now.
So I will find the song. You go find a box of tissues. Maybe I'll need some too.
Mom taught me God never gives you more than you can handle. So we're following through on that and putting things in His hands and just loving each other every day and appreciating every day we have.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you in return for grace. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away. On the road. But you got no destination. Touch me.
Our Delilah Dilemma sponsor tonight is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. This year alone, they are providing housing assistance and services to more than 2,000 of America's homeless veterans. Do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Stephen. He says, "Hi, Delilah. My name is Stephen, and I have a Delilah dilemma. I am in love. I am in love so bad with a woman I cannot have." We both met a few years ago. We became close friends. We fell head over heels in love with each other. We see each other often. We talk daily. We meet for lunches. We kiss like we're dating, but we're not. You see, we are both married. We have a huge age difference as well. We are 24 years apart. I'm 58. She's 34. What do I do? Do I fight for this beautiful woman that I can't go a day without thinking about? Or do I let her go and destroy my heart forever? Stephen, I will have my words of advice for you and your lady love coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Celtic Woman present their 20th anniversary special featuring I Know My Love.
I know my love by his way of walking, and I know my love by his way of talking, and I know my love dressed in a suit of blue. And if my lover leaves me, what will I do? And still she cried.
Celtic Woman 20th anniversary, available on DVD, CD, and LP everywhere now.
And still she cried.
From Manhattan Records.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust, like Whirlpool, Samsung, and LG, in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of our everyday financing offers on top items, from refrigerators to laundry pairs. And there's more. Get your new appliances delivered or installed quickly at your convenience. Because Lowe's knows appliances. Lowe's knows home improvement. Subject to credit approval.
Yeah. have to be physically fit. You also have to be mentally fit.
I wish that more warriors would realize how important it is that you get the psychological support that you need so that you can focus on the rest of your life.
I think it takes strength in order to admit that you have an issue, but it also takes intuitiveness of a friend, a leader, a supervisor to pick up on the signal that the soldier is having issues and needs to seek professional help in dealing with it.
It's also important for the lowest possible levels of leadership to be very supportive in helping their members get the help that they need.
When I went to get help, I had more help than I could ask for from my entire command.
It's sometimes challenging to come to a senior staff member or senior officer in the unit with a problem. There's not a commanding officer out there or a leadership staff out there that doesn't want to help. So don't hesitate. Come ask.
Learn more by visiting www.realwarriors.net or calling 1-866-966-1020.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And
ticket to anywhere, maybe we make a deal, maybe together we can get somewhere, any place is better, starting from zero, got nothing to lose, maybe we'll make something, me, myself, I got nothing to prove, you got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here, been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs, finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. Wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt like.
be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Stephen. Stephen, who is head over heels in love with a woman who is beautiful and delightful, and they can't go a day without talking, and they're both married to other people. And Stephen, you asked me what you do, and I'm going to tell you my best advice based on my own life experience, okay? You cannot walk down this path until you close the other door. You must close the other door. If there is no way to save your marriage, if there is no way to save her marriage, then you need to both get honest with your spouses. You owe them that. And go through the pain and the process of tearing your families apart. And then and only then can you commit to one another. If you cannot do that, if you still have a marriage, if you still are connected to your wife, if she is still connected to her husband, and you have marriages that can be salvaged, then the first thing you should do is try to save your marriage. And I know in some situations that's just not possible. And I am not the kind of person to tell you to live a lie and stay in a dead relationship, a dead marriage. But you got to start with getting honest, Stephen. You got to start with getting honest. You got to get honest with yourself, with this woman that you love, and with the woman that you have been committed to for however many years. And then figure out what you're going to do. Because what you're doing is going to break the hearts of other people. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to shatter the lives of other people. The guilt that you will feel for a very long time, trust me, you don't want to live with that shame and that guilt and that sadness and sorrow that you heaped pain into someone's life. So, before you move forward with this young lady, you need to end the situations. You both need to end the situations that you are in. If you can save your marriages, then do that. And if you can save your friendship with this young woman without the romantic aspect, then do that. But what you're doing is going to hurt a whole lot of folks. Good luck and God bless you.